group that I had not tried, none that had not led to another failure. I was 69 years old. I had neither time nor health to waste. For 6 months, I didn't drink, attended meetings, and sometimes read the big book. I went to meetings exactly on time, sat quietly, and left as soon as the meeting closed. In no way was I a part of the group. I was not impressed by the sayings and didn't really believe the messages I heard. Then one day, I was called on to share, and I proceeded to explode. I announced that in no way was I a grateful alcoholic, that I hated my condition, that I did not enjoy the meetings, and that I did not leave the meetings refreshed. I found neither ease nor growth in the fellowship. My healing began with the arrogance of that statement. One of the women came to me after the meeting and told me I was about to go out. She offered to help me find a sponsor and led me to exactly the person I needed. This lady had 19 years of sobriety, and even more important, a wealth of experience in helping and guiding alcoholics through the steps of AA. By no means do I intend to imply that I had leaped with pleasure into the program. I stalled and resented and refused to accept each step as it came up. I felt challenged by each new concept and resentful toward my sponsor, who seemed intent on reducing me to abject stupidity. It was years before I realized that I resented the changes the program asked me to make, not my sponsor. With the patience of unconditional love, she led me to acknowledge first that I was powerless over my alcoholism, then that others before me had conquered their illness. That there had to be some source of help